This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Doug Steffen presenting the DJV Experience with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Harris Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We're all worrying about how much longer we can last. It's the end of the world.
As we know it.
Thank you.
Hey, you're not the only one that gets to sing every once in a while.
I know. Yeah. The only one, though, that my grandson will say, stop. No, too.
That's
Elon Musk, known for his futuristic ideas, his cars, his company, PayPal, lots of things having to do with outer space. So over the weekend, he was at an event, and he was talking about artificial intelligence and how it is becoming, for some, relevant, for others, irrelevant. This guy said that humans need to merge with machines to become sort of a cyborg.
Quote, so creepy.
Over time, I think we will probably see a closer merger of biological intelligence and digital intelligence. This is at the World Government Summit in Dubai. He is introducing his Tesla cars there for the first time in that area. They'll sell like hotcakes. He said, it's mostly about bandwidth, the speed of the connection between your brain and the digital version of yourself. Wow. He was trying to explain what he meant by explaining that computers and communication that takes place at a trillion bits per second. Remember, this is, and I think I got into this a couple of weeks ago when I first heard a story, somebody discussing how robots were going to take over. As a matter of fact, yesterday I heard another conversation on one of the radio stations out here, a talk show, into what's happening in our society, what plans are being made when robots make jobs irrelevant and companies start making so much money because they don't have to hire people to do the work, but they can charge the same amount for their product. The idea is that government will tax them to pay for the people that they put out on the street. And one wonders, at that point, where do we go? What relevance? Think about what gives you your sense of value. If you're a parent or family member, certainly members of your family or working with your family or being with your family gives you a sense of relevance. What you do as a hobby, what you do with your time gives you a sense of relevance. The kinds of things that we do with our time at work, often I think that helps us, all of us, have a sense of relevance because we're on this radio program. It's not who we are, but it is what we do in part, and it's healthy. It's good for us.
Well,
so if you don't have, if you don't have a purpose or a job, what the heck is your life going to be about in the main? What are you going to do with your time? Sit around, smoke dope all day, drink? People get into trouble. I think that's what's going to happen in part. I think we need to really, we've got this whole mania about artificial intelligence and driverless cars and planes that don't have. There's a company that's going to fly somebody around in a drone over in the Middle East in the next couple of months. And so you wonder, okay, I'm going to get on a 737 and fly to Boston without a pilot? I don't think so.
Maybe better than getting into a plane with Harrison Ford, though.
Yeah, right.
Jeez.
Did you hear that? That's a good aside, Jennifer. John Wayne Airport is down in Orange County. I don't know what he was flying down there for anyway, because he lives up in the Hollywood Hills. So normally he would land in Santa Monica, so why he was going in there. But he's landing his plane, and instead of going over the runway where you land, he went over the taxiway and flew about 100 feet over an American Airlines plane. And he says to the tower, "Was that plane supposed to be under me?"
He needs to stop. I mean, didn't you? Look,
well, yeah, he was in an accident a couple years ago, wasn't
he?
Yeah,
he crashed out here at the Santa Monica.
On a golf course. And look, if you're lucky enough to walk away from that, do you really tempt fate and get up there again? I mean, give me a break.
See, I remember that story when he, I think he, wasn't he flying kind of like an old-fashioned plane?
Yeah, an old World War II fighter or something like that. Yeah.
And at the time, I made a lot of jokes about it, too. Like, all right, Harrison, it's time to hang it up. But then I saw there was some aviation expert that was on the local news here talking about it, saying that actually if he hadn't been such a skilled pilot, he would have died, and it would have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
So, but you know, I mean, talking about smoking dope, I mean, Harrison Ford is notorious for toking up all day, every day. So.
Oh, is he really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, huge.
Oh, really?
Huge, huge. Oh, my God, yeah.
More than Jennifer Aniston?
Oh, way
and
more.
And Willie Nelson? Really?
Probably on par with Willie, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I did not know that either.
Yeah.
No. He explains his flight habits. You know?
Right, that's what I'm saying. Maybe he was like, oh, wait, dude, was that plane supposed to be there?
Well, that puts a different light on it all.
Right.
All right, let me just go back to what Elon Musk was saying about humans having emerged with machines. I think of all kinds of nasty ways of interpreting this, that many of you are probably thinking the same as them, but we're not going to express it. And then there's this Stephen Hawking's, who is the, how would you best describe him? Some people say he's the smartest man in the world. I think there are a lot of people that are really smart that are observing what's going on in the world now and understand that we can't feed all the people that are on the planet now, and as they keep reproducing in India and parts of the Middle East and elsewhere.
Forget that.
What
about the
Duggar
family? I'm so sick of every time I see People magazine, one of those stupid Duggars is another kid. And I don't care. Send me all the hate mail you want, but you don't need 23 children and counting. Sorry.
Yeah. You don't. It's irresponsible. I'm happy to tell you what I...
It is.
Having more than two children is completely irresponsible. And so we have seemingly gotten a grasp of that here in our country in the Western Hemisphere, except the Mexicans.
Well, I guess I should go away then, because I'm number three.
Well, I mean, that's 20 years ago, 25 years ago. I'm talking about right now.
All right, I'm an only child, Kara, so you can be my sibling.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Jen.
But I mean, seriously, think about where this population goes. It's increased by 1 billion in the past 50 years, and it'll increase by the year 2050 by another 1 billion. And where are these people going to, where are they going to live? What are they going to do for a living? How are they going to provide for themselves? Where are they going to eat? That sort of thing. Stephen Hawking says humans will only last another 1,000 years if we're lucky. We better find another place to live. We better figure out how to live differently. And that sort of is in a league with what Elon Musk did.
Was he saying that when he was boinking his assistant, or was that after?
It was after, maybe. Yeah. I don't. He's not one of my favorites, but I do find some of the things that he says... It's the source material for us thinking things through. You don't have to agree, but you must, I mean, you acknowledge that the population is expanding way further and faster than it can.
If you start preaching personal responsibility and you start saying, look, have the amount of kids, I think labeling how many people you can have, I mean, how many members of a family you can have, that's really dangerous and kind of creepy to me. But have kids that you can afford. I mean, if we start preaching personal responsibility about things that you can take on realistically instead of just being baby machines, I think that means something. A little more than just saying, every family gets 2.5 kids.
The way to approach it isn't to, I don't believe the government ought to preach or ought to enact any of these things. But with education, if these things were being taught in school as to what the ramifications are of continuing to do this, and you think about the quality of life, you think about what are you doing for the future. I think about this with my grandson all the time. What kind of a world is I sound like my father. My father, the world's going to hell. But it is not a healthy situation. We do not have a healthy situation. And so the more we talk about it, think about it, maybe that'll bring us around to doing something.
Well, I'm just going to throw this in here. Limiting access to birth control, not really a smart plan. Just saying.
No. Okay. Thank you.
Well, you know.
And that's, you know, the other side of this is how are What's the reason for people thinking the way that they do? You can apply that to almost anything. Anyway, it's certainly worth some thought process, so I give it to you to think about. 16 half the hour. Here's something else to think about. The way that you provide your body with the sustenance that it needs. Blood flow. Blood flow. This is the way the nutrients, you ingest good food, you think about what it is you're putting into your body. Hopefully you're responsible that way. So then when you put in your body, what happens to it? What is, you know, what is your only, your body's going to be what you eat. You are what you eat. And in order to get what you eat, if it's good stuff around your body, you got to have good blood flow. And if you don't, you need Super Beets. It's a food. Beets, grown, non-GMO. They are harvested. They are cooked. They are dried. They are powdered. You get a 90-day supply with a regular order, and that's three canisters. Canister lasts about a month. Put a teaspoon into a glass of water. Let's see, what do? I put mine into...
you put yours into everything you're not supposed to put it into?
I have some that new sparkling ice water, which I find quite good.
Oh.
And I'm drinking crisp apple today, and so I put my Super Beets in that, and it charges me.
You're hilarious.
Everybody laughs at me, but I'm telling you, this is the way to get it done. It's safe. It enhances your body, makes you stronger. When you go, I'm having my first yoga lesson today, and you can be sure before I go over there, I'm going to have another glass of Super Beets. Because I only had yoga a couple times a couple of years ago. Didn't like it, so I'm going to try it over.
Will you video it just a little bit?
I'm not sure that I will be. Maybe after I've done it. Tried it a couple times, Jennifer, then maybe.
Come on. The first time's always the best.
Yeah, I know. I've heard that. So, if you are not on the Super Beets bandwagon, join all of us here who take it every day of every week. Super Beets, the superfood shot that you need to keep your body functioning well. All natural. It's nitric oxide that opens up the arteries, brings the blood to your muscles, to your brain, all over your body. That's what you want. You want blood pressure where it's supposed to be and to feel good, have lots of energy. And the way to do it is to get your first supply. Get started with Super Beets by calling 800-655-4183, or you can order it online at DougLikesBeets.com. Every time I go through this, I hear from somebody who says, okay, I tried it, I'm on, I agree, this works.
Great.
Energy, stamina, and life. That's what Super Beets is about. 800-655-4183, or order it at DougLikesBeets.com.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast. Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Guys, JCPenney is your one-stop shop for all your favorite jeans. Come in now for 30% off select styles of Levi's and find your perfect fit. Like men's Levi's 505 regular fit jeans for just $41.65. Hurry in to stock up and save. Or save an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items in-store and at jcp.com. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, bell 215 to 220. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. Extra 20% off subject to credit approval. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon details.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Thank you. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Jazz station that I was listening to in the car last night here in Los Angeles that features some of the stuff that you can find the traditional sort of pop way of looking with an open eye and an open ear to jazz. And then there are some other more, I suppose, specialistic ways of listening to it. Here's Jill Scott.
Love her.
She's going to make her Hollywood Bowl debut this year. She and Robert Glasper are going to experiment as a pair in August. The show is one of the 8 Wednesday evening concerts comprising the Jazz Bowl this year, which will start July the 19th. I think a lot of people don't really understand what jazz is. A lot of people have different definitions over
right.
the years, the decades. It has changed, certainly.
Yeah.
Herbie Hancock.
Types of jazz, so yeah.
Yeah, there are. Yes, yeah, exactly. Herbie Hancock is the guide here for the series that's going to be at the Hollywood Bowl. Performances by an interesting lineup of established jazz musicians and some who are new to the scene. So Herbie Hancock's going to be playing. Then there's a Kamasi Washington. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yeah, I don't know who that is, but apparently he's teaming up with Herbie Hancock, I guess, for that show.
Yeah.
They have a whole
right.
bunch of different dates, but it's a great lineup.
Andra Day, Leslie Odom Jr., won a Tony for playing Aaron Burr in Hamilton, you remember? A lot of notoriety for that.
Yeah.
And then there's a big salute this year to Ella Fitzgerald and Dizzy Gillespie that will be held at the Bowl on the 19th of July.
That might be fun just to hear that music again.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's a really fun night.
Ella Fitzgerald. I grew up on Ella Fitzgerald. If there's anything my father wanted to listen to, it was Ella Fitzgerald. But Dizzy Gillespie also. This is Ella. Crank this up, Jerry. Listen to that voice.
I've met.
She is everybody's grandmother, too. Always look, no matter what her age, she's always looked like a grandmother. And she can really belt them out, though. So unassuming. I mean, watch her. Really. I think that's part of what you're thinking of excited. Listen to this. Crack it up.
My heart to cry. I only know
Miles says, stop.
When he began to dance with me, I could have danced all night.
I've never heard her sing this. I love this from My Fair Lady.
Yeah, it's good. All right, so there's also a tribute scheduled in the Hollywood Bowl this summer for Celia Cruz. That'll be August the 9th. So what do we know about Celia Cruz other than she's a Latin loop-de-loo?
Probably the most famous Latin jazz singer of all time, I would
is
say.
She?
Yeah.
Ah.
This is such a varied lineup. It's amazing.
This is entertaining. I like this kind of stuff. Like, I love listening to this kind of music. Yeah, I've begun listening. I've become a closet listener to the Mexican radio stations here in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the music. I can understand
get, like,
a little what they're saying.
You get the mix of Tejano and all the Latin jazz.
Yeah. It's actually quite good, and it's different than listening to the same, you know, these other damn stations play the same 700 records over and over and over and over and over again.
Yep.
So this is something that has attracted my attention. Capping the series, Stevie Winwood and Mavis Staples. Wow! The end of September. Mavis Staples.
The true meaning of its creed.
This is Stevie. No, this is Mavis. Accept yourself. No, expect yourself. Respect yourself.
Respect yourself. All of the above. Accept
yourself.
Yeah, I want to go to that one. 28 past the hour here with DJ V.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road, and with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Here is our next attempt at good conversation, 34 past the hour. Doug Steffen presents the DJV experience with Victoria and Kara. Jennifer's off on to her next toot. So I'll get to the sports report with Biff Squared in just a matter of moments. I want to keep you from becoming a victim. Think about whether you go through life as a victim or are you a victor. Victory, victory is our crime. Remember that from high school? There's a new book called Beyond Motherhood, Choosing a Life Without Children. This is like synchronicity, Victoria, because we were just talking in the last half hour about one of the cardinal rules I'm told by all of my mentors. Never talk about what you did before. Well, for the purposes of this discussion and many others, I got to go back just a little bit.
Recap, sure.
Yeah. And so what we were talking about was the fate of the world. Stephen Hawking and Elon Musk and other people who are thinkers are concerned, as rightfully they should be, about the future of mankind because we continue to reproduce ourselves at a rate that the Earth can't sustain. Mother Nature cannot feed all these people.
Yep.
So I came across a book called Choosing Life Without Children, and it's a sort of psychological overview of the fundamentals of the Judeo-Christian tradition, which basically embraces reproduction. In other words, in order for the religion to stay alive, we have to reproduce. Members have to reproduce so that there are more members for the future.
That was a big part of Mormonism, right? That's why they had so many kids, too, because they had such a small religion and they needed to beef up their numbers.
The insecurity of what's happened, I mean, you can understand it, the psychology with the Jews because of the Holocaust. I certainly get that. But at some point in time, you got to come to grips with reality.
Mm-hmm.
So this book is about intimacy. A lot of times intimacy is based on, you think of Valentine's Day yesterday, and if you were intimate with the person you love, were you intimate because you wanted to make love to that person? Are you partially making love because you want to recreate? There's a lot of activity, as you all know, especially with people your age, Victoria. People who are making love, they are going through the act, but they're doing it with a purpose. The purpose is to get pregnant and have children, because that's part of what we think is a healthy family. Having children is not necessarily, though, by everybody thought to be the standard anymore. It was when I was a kid, certainly with my parents it would have been, but I don't think it is necessarily right now. It isn't the reason for getting married. I mean, on the farm, God, we used to get married, and the reason you got married is because you needed to create kids. You couldn't live together. It was just not done.
You needed labor.
You have labor on the farm needs, and so you had as many kids as you needed workers on the farm. That's how it worked.
I accuse my parents of that all the time, every time they made me do the dishes or whatever. You know, why did you have kids just to have labor?
Work. Anyway, I just offer this to all of us as sort of a postscript to this conversation about the population explosion, where we go. You know, I like to fool around. I like to have fun. I do have a brain, and I'm thankful for that. One of the things that I am most thankful for is that I can do what I do using my brain and my mouth every day here in a way of communicating with you. That hopefully, as I share my insights and the concerns I have about life and the conflicts and the fun things that go on, because we all have fun in our lives, and I want to get us to think more about it. But I'm also sort of one of the sub-themes of this book, Victoria, is forgiveness, forgiving your parents for bringing you into. There's a real psychological chasm with some people who really do wonder why they are here. Why was I born? Why did I choose my parents before coming here? What lessons am I supposed to be learning here?
Mm-hmm.
And part of it is to understand how important forgiveness is. And not just necessarily here and now, but for the other. You know, I've gone through this and I feel like I'm doing a 12-step program here, or 10-step, or whatever the heck. That shows you how familiar I am with it. I don't know whether it's 10-step or 12-step. But I know, you know, basically the premise is to straighten yourself out. In order to be healthy, you got to forgive. That's the most important thing. One of the big things I've had as an adult is trying to figure out what it was. I've talked about this constellation course that I've taken, which basically gets you to focus.
Which sounds so interesting. Are you still doing that, by the way?
Yeah, I am.
I was wondering.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I don't talk about it as much because some of the things that we are going over in it
become really personal. Of course.
And I don't know that I necessarily need to share that. But I have told stories about my parents and what a horrible relationship they had. And I think that may have led me into the relationship. I was just trying to get away, and so I married the first person that came along, and it was a horror show.
Yeah.
I loved her in a way that wasn't sexual. It wasn't marriage. I just loved her as a person through her life. I didn't know that when I was a kid. Didn't know anything when I was a kid. I mean, I should have been, somebody should have tied me to a tree. And at 23, I decided to get married.
I bet you did that to your kids, though, right? You probably told them, don't get married until you're
older. And you know what? It worked. Brendan's still not married. Not that what his choices have been are different in the way he wants to live his life. He's put his his career sort of first, but he's had some interesting relationships with women, some people that were lovely. My daughter chose to marry a fellow that she spent 3 years with before they got married, and they spent 5 years before they had a child. And that's what I said to her all through love. Don't get married till you're at least 30, and don't have a child until you live with a guy or been married to him for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
And so I think that's, maybe it's not right for everybody, but it certainly
But it
is,
helps. It helps
it does.
A lot. Yep.
Yeah. You're in your,
wise.
I don't even know. How old are you? 33?
Oh, my gosh. If you stop asking your age.
What?
I have been with Lewis for 5 years.
5 years.
And,
okay.
Yeah, and so we're, you know, we haven't talked really about starting a family yet, but that's definitely on the horizon. If it's if it's the universe wills it to us, then you know. But I absolutely, you can't. I just don't understand people who have these short relationships, and then you know, they're a year later they're engaged, and then 6 months later they get married, and then a few months after that here comes baby.
Divorced.
It's
and
then they get divorced. It's like I don't understand.
Nuts.
Take your time. Crazy. Take your time.
It's very selfish, actually. That's really what it boils down to. It's really very selfish. So, anyway, I offer those thoughts as
that's
a way
advice,
for you to
though.
Wrap yourself around some of the things going on today.
Yeah.
All right, Biff Squared is here. Biff Keelan with the sports news. Vanessa, I was thinking about Vanessa Williams. It's Venus Williams who is in the focus because somebody on ESPN said something about her during the Australian Open that caused him to lose his job, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this
Why?
Was, well, during the Australian Open, Venus Williams was, of course, playing against her sister, Serena, in the finals.
Yeah.
She lost to Serena. However, Doug Adler, who was the former tennis pro, he has sued ESPN now for wrongful termination. They fired him because he said she was playing guerrilla tennis. Hmm. And, of course, that a lot of people, that
there
was a backlash.
Go.
That's a racist
blacks,
comment.
Bing, bang, boom. Yep.
Yeah, that was really, you know, really bad. It was a poor word choice. However, he's defending himself, saying that guerrilla tennis, that term, was the name of a Nike TV ad in the 1990s that featured Andre Agassi and Pete Sampras.
Yeah.
I still don't know.
He's got
know
a claim. No, but he's got a claim. People are way too sensitive to things. I mean, there's one that when it's obvious, this wasn't obvious. I think he's
But here's the thing, though. We know it's G-U-E-R-R-I-L-L-A. I mean, we know that that's how it's spelled. When you just say it on TV that she's playing like a gorilla or something, I mean, that's...
Yeah, I just listened, and he said putting the gorilla effect on, then immediately after he said charging. I don't know. It's...
You listen to it, so do you have that audio right there?
Yeah, can
you
hear it?
Yeah,
I haven't heard
listen
it.
Listen to it. Yeah, let's listen to it and see if we come out of it with actually hearing it instead of just talking about it.
Just move in and put the gorilla effect on. Charging.
It's hard to know. I mean, you could say either one. I mean, gorilla tennis was a campaign, although when was that from? Was that from the 90s?
The 1990s. And it also featured Andre Agassi and Pete Sampras. I mean, two white guys, so it's not like, you know, it was Venus or Serena's first campaign and that's what he was referencing. I mean, it had nothing to do with them, so...
Yeah, I don't watch tennis very much, so I wouldn't know if this was a thing.
I've never heard of it, and I am a tennis fan.
I think people need to relax a little bit. There's a little too much focus on what may be offensive. People at least have a chance to explain themselves one way or another.
But when he added charging in there, though, a charging gorilla.
I'm sure he didn't think
slope.
It through. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of slippery slope, 44 past the hour, time for us to slide in to Between the Sheets land. Parachute Home Sheets, home product. Parachute is a new company, and they are expressly in the bedding business. And this is quite a business to be in, because most people that I know don't like the sheets that they sleep on. Or they want better, they want to just feel better, get into bed, that crisp, clean feel of fresh sheets. What a wonderful feeling. So when you're thinking about sheets, may I suggest you think about Parachute and their 60-night trial. These people have made sheets. This is European fabric stitched together. No, it's Egyptian fabric that's stitched together in Italy. And so it's, you know, it's not cheap. There's nothing about this. Their pricing is pretty straightforward, though, Victoria.
Direct-to-consumer model. I think it's very on par with, you know, if you go to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Quality of the product.
Absolutely, yeah. I think actually it's cheaper because they're not in store, so they could, you know, you're buying direct from the company, which cuts out the middleman.
So think about direct shopping. That's the way a lot of businesses are going now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Instead of shopping for sheets at a big retail store where they certainly are not going to give you your money back. If you don't like the sheets, you slept on it for 2 months. That's good. You don't like it? Use it for a rag in the garage. Not these folks. You send back the sheets if you don't like them. And I'm not trying to highlight this, but it just shows you sort of their thinking. They give these sheets to Habitat for Humanity. They come back to them, but there aren't that many because this is good stuff. Egyptian cotton. And the stitching together with experts in their craft from Italy. This is what you want to be sleeping on, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. So do what we have done. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV. This is a new company, new name, so it'll take you a while to sort of wrap yourself around it. But take it from me, this is the way to go. New sheets? Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV. Get free shipping when you use the DJV. The comfy bedding that is the highlight of a great night's rest. You'll find it at ParachuteHome.com/DJV.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road, and with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, a couple of winners and losers here. Can't all be winners. This is good for all of us, I think. Aetna yesterday and Humana, they were trying to come together. They were going to merge, and they decided not to because the merger that Anthem had with Cigna fell through. Federal judge blocking this and the antitrust ramifications of this. The insurance companies, the medical insurance companies are making all kinds of money. Put them together and the consumer is going to get screwed even more. Mm. And it would have cost 6,500 jobs this year. So good move by the Justice Department. Another interesting labor indication of where we are. Boeing has been like the car companies and built plants down south because they're non-union or right-to-work states. And today, 3,000 workers at the Boeing plant are going to vote as to whether or not to be in an organized labor union. And it could go either way, one way or another. Boeing lost the big order to American 2 years ago because their workers at the 737 plant were on strike and they couldn't guarantee delivery of 400 planes, so half of them went to the European Airbus. And it's, you know, so, hello, knock, knock, anybody home? It's all about jobs, boys and girls. 10 minutes for the hour here with DJV.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Say, live and let die.
James Bond music. Pretty exciting stuff. Live and Let Die. Theme from Roger Moore, James Bond. He was actually, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. He was in Seven, and the one we think first of, when we think of James Bond, you always think of Sean Connery first. I think he was in six of them, right? So,
yeah,
Sean Connery, he was six, and then... what do you call it? Was in Roger Moore was in Seven, and then after that they had a series of, you know, Timothy Dalton wasn't he in? Was he in one or two of them? How many did he do?
Timothy Dalton did two of them.
Yeah.
George
Lazenby.
There
was George
Lazenby
that did one.
Yep.
And then
Daniel Craig. Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan. I thought Pierce Brosnan was better than just giving him a shot for three.
No, he was good. I think people regard Pierce Brosnan as a good Bond. I think a lot of people realize that the scripts that we used in a lot of the Brosnan films weren't great, but he was good. And the reason we play that song, Live and Let Die, today is because Jane Seymour, who played Solitaire, a Bond girl in Live and Let Die, turned 76. That was the first James Bond movie I ever saw in a movie theater. That's why I'm partial to Roger Moore as Bond, because I grew up on more as Bond. But having said that, I did a revival of a few Bond movies last year at my local theater, and we screened License to Kill with Timothy Dalton. Mm-hmm. And I had never saw that film in its entirety before. And I got to tell you, I think that was one of the very best James Bond movies. And I really liked Timothy Dalton.
Wasn't Christopher Bond. Lee the bad guy in that one?
No, that was
the man with the golden gun.
That was a Roger Moore movie.
Yeah, right. Yep.
Timothy Dalton,
yeah.
I think, I agree with you, Chucker. I've seen those. I've gone back and I've seen them. Well, I missed them the first time they came out, but I've seen those 80s movies, and they're very 80s feeling, but I do agree with you. I think he was a very underrated and much maligned. I mean, people really didn't like him for whatever reason as Bond.
Well, that film was gritty and really had the tone of the Daniel Craig Bond movies, but I also did a revival, Doug, of A View to a Kill, which is Roger Moore's last James Bond movie.
Yep.
And it was 2 hours long, and Roger Moore's stuntman had an hour and 50 minutes of screen time.
That was
a little long in the tooth to play Bond.
Christopher Walken was the baddie in that one.
Yeah, Zora, and Grace Jones was pretty cool in that movie, too.
Yeah, she was. All right, so we go from memory lane to current news. That is movie news coming up right after these words.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
This report is brought to you by Staples. It's Monday morning, and you've got a schedule full of meetings. But what if you aren't feeling well? Staples' 7th annual cold and flu survey reveals that nearly 80% of U.S. workers go into the office when they are ill, despite being aware of the danger it presents to their workplace. 73% of those surveyed also report that they caught a cold or the flu in their office last year, with nearly one-third citing their sick coworkers as the culprit. Chris Carenti, VP and General Manager of Staples Facility Solutions, offers some advice.
Staying home from work when you're feeling ill can often feel like a tough choice to make, but it's a necessary one. Not only are you spreading germs, but sick employees are generally less productive and can impact a business's bottom line. Cold and flu viruses can live on a surface for up to 3 days, so keep germs at bay by washing your hands and disinfecting your workspace regularly.
For more tips and resources, visit www.staplesadvantage.com.
Hi, Chucker. What's in the movie news department today?
Start off with some TV news of interest. I'm a little bit surprised at this, but a good surprise. Fox's rebooted 24 Legacy drew 21 million live and DVR watchers. Yeah, in its second episode last Monday night. I thought the interest would somewhat wane without Keither, but so far, so good for the franchise over at Fox.
So now this is the third episode. The first one was after Super Bowl. Second one was that Monday, and then the third one was the other night.
Monday night. I didn't see the third one. I watched the first two. I really liked the first one. I liked the second one, but I thought it was a little bit unfocused, but it's certainly good enough to keep me watching. Now, movie news of interest, Will Smith has dropped out of the live-action version of Dumbo over at Disney. I have no idea why. The Coen brothers, well-respected, who did No Country for Old Men, are going to write the script to Universal's remake of Scarface. Peter Berg, who did Patriot's Day, Doug, negotiating to direct. That's good news if you like that franchise, but Diego Luga, who starred in Star Wars Rogue One, the male lead is the new Scarface. I don't like that casting.
No,
at
you were
all.
Talking about
and,
that. That doesn't sound like a good connection at all. All right, Chucker, good job. Thank you for being here. 59 after with DJV.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.